Hi, I'm Kate Smurthwaite and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is February the 21st and we start with sex. And a group of Italian scientists are researching the G-spot and the female orgasm. Now, this already begs a few questions about the way in which these scientists are funded. It would have to be Italy, wouldn't it, where some bright spark wanders into the Higher Education Funding Bureau and says, I want to study female orgasms and I'm going to need a lot of money. Anyway, they have discovered that in those women who have vaginal orgasms, there's an area of the vagina where the tissue is thicker. This, they claim, is proof that the G-spot exists and can be scientifically located. I have an alternative theory. I think those women who experience vaginal orgasms spend rather more time rubbing their vaginas. Maybe that thickens up the bit of the vagina that they rub the most. Call me Einstein, but I'd be prepared to bet good money that the thicker bit of the vagina is, about a finger distance in. Now, the doctor behind the research believes it will lead to the development of, and I quote, a simple, rapid and inexpensive method to determine if a woman has got a G-spot or not. I can think of another simple, rapid, inexpensive way to find out if you've got one, girls. Give the damn thing a good rub and see what goes off. Now, health, another piece of BBC non-news. It turns out that what babies are fed for the first few weeks of their life can affect the way their brain develops. Really? So, let me guess, feeding babies mostly gravel amphetamines, that would be bad for them? Now, technology. And Stephen Skolny, an IT professor from LA, has invented a new sport called speed cabling, in which competitors race to untangle a mesh of electronic cables, such as those found underneath many multi-appliance office desks. The first competition winner, Matthew Howell, said his technique was like going down rabbit holes and that, and I quote, you have to really call on the element of air. In response, David and I here at the podcast have invented our own new sport. It's called Work Out Which One of These Two is the Biggest Nusser. In fairness, you have to give some credit to Skolny, who obviously realised his desk was a tip and rather than clear it up, managed to convince a bunch of people that it was a sport. If any listeners want to take up competitive doing Kate's ironing or cleaning Kate's kitchen, they should get in touch. Now, Immigration and Home Secretary Jackie Smith has unveiled new plans to make many migrants into the UK complete a probationary citizenship phase. During this period, they are expected to prove they've blended into British society by collecting two ASBOs, having a fight in a car park over a spilt pint, and eating until they're medically classified as obese. Language tests seem set to be introduced, and here again the pass mark is easy to define. When asked if they've taken any language lessons, the true Brit will take offence and angrily demand, "Are you calling me gay?" Then they'll be welcomed into the country with open arms and offered a job in the Conservative Party. And finally, politics. And in Northern Ireland, the Reverend Ian Paisley is expected to resign shortly from his role as First Minister and retire. The thing is, Ian Paisley is quite a scary bloke, especially in terms of that frightening accent he has. Now, I pity the local pensioners' club, who'll soon be greeted with, "Eh, would like to play carpet bulls. Do you have the facilities for that?" I think sales of colostomy bags to Northern Irish hospitals could be about to skyrocket. And that's all from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, thanks very much for listening. I'm Kate Smurthwaite, and goodbye.